Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So this is a topic that comes up a lot, not only on this channel, but also in just the personal development school community in general. And I think that this is one of the most important concepts that we can really come to understand and master if we want to have loving relationships, period. I'm a firm believer that whatever we extend to ourselves is exactly what we have the capacity to extend to others. So if we are in a relationship to ourselves or we are beating ourselves up, we're critical, we're putting ourselves down, we have a lot of lack beliefs, negative self-beliefs, where, you know, then our emotional bandwidth is shrunken by these things, or the real estate in our mind is like, you can imagine almost for a moment that you have like your mind and it's a landscape, it's space. And if a lot of that space is taken up by negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, unmet needs that you're unwilling to look at, not having any time where you're nurturing your space, you're repressing your emotions, you are, you know, disconnected from your sense of self, you're not setting your boundaries. You know, if you don't have these concepts here, you can almost imagine that like in that landscape, you have like worn down, broken down homes that are like tear downs and they're like eaten up, versus if you start installing healthy programs in the landscape of your mind. You can imagine these beautiful homes and lots of nature and trees. And it's like sort of a silly analogy, but I want you to understand that like what exists in the internal reality landscape of your mind is exactly what you're going to offer up to others and exactly what people are going to come to see and feel and understand about you and know about you as you meet them, as they get to know you more personally. And so what we give to ourselves, how we nourish ourselves, how we enrich our own internal landscape definitely has an impact on the people walking through it, right? Definitely has an impact on people walking through our neighborhood, aka people getting to know us more deeply. And if we have a complete absence of self-love, then we tend to love other people in a different way as well. We don't always love them with as much acceptance or forgiveness or understanding or compassion, especially when we don't have any bandwidth of that to extend in the relationship to ourselves. How can we give that to anybody else? So what I want to talk about here is a few major components of how to actually effectively self-love. Because we hear like all these different things from people like, look, you have to love yourself to love someone else. But like, what does that actually mean? So one of the first things that we have to do to properly extend love to ourselves is get to know ourselves. We can't love somebody we don't know. We don't love somebody we met on the first date. We might be infatuated with them. We might find them attractive or interesting or whatever, but like you can't love that person because you don't know enough about them. You haven't built enough of a bond. That same idea applies in the relationship to ourselves. The relationship to ourselves is a real thing. So some examples of knowing yourself are introspecting, journaling, reading things, learning about things that you can take inwards into your internal landscape. So for example, if you watch a television show program about other people's lives or other people's drama, you may have minor takeaways from that, like, oh, that wasn't a good thing to do. Or, you know, you might have little minor takeaways, but if you watch like the History Channel and you're watching about something in history, there may be like things that you learn, but those things are not necessarily relating to like your introspective self. Versus if you watch videos or personal development content or speeches or even spiritual stuff, or you meditate, whatever it is, those things allow you to have like inward nourishing. They allow you to get to know yourself. Oh yeah, I do that. Oh, I don't do that. Okay. I can do this instead next time. I can create a strategy here. I have that need. Oh my goodness. I need to set boundaries, whatever it is, like showering yourself with a lot of awareness really is where it starts. So it's like getting to know yourself, getting to understand yourself, positioning yourself in the world where you're exposed to things that will help you bring insights into your life and have those sort of aha moments all of these things are forms of loving yourself because you're actually building out that relationship to yourself, just like you would ask somebody deep questions on a date where you want to know about them and understand their patterns. You're trying to do the same thing by asking yourself questions, taking information, applying it inwards. And that is an amazing first step. Step two is seriously learning to practice unconditional love in the relationship to ourselves. And what this means at a very high level is when we mess up, it's really easy to put ourselves down, right? We're humans. We're all going to mess up. We're going to make lots of mistakes in life. It's the way that life works. It's the way that things go. But when we really come to love ourselves is when we can give ourselves love, give ourselves compassion, kindness, respect, even when we just messed everything up, even when we just bombed the presentation at work, even when we just said the totally wrong thing to the person that we're interested in, and we just feel like, oh my gosh, the person is going to be interested in me. I pushed them away. Even when we called somebody 18 times in a row because we felt really anxious, whatever it is, when you can give yourself love anyways, we've moved the needle from like conditional love to unconditional love. And this is such a powerful thing to be able to do. And this is so much of what we can then extend to other people in a healthy way. So this means like loving yourself and your behaviors, you know, still taking yourself for a nice meal, still cooking yourself a nice dinner, having a bubble bath, going for that walk, going to the gym, even when, you know, things aren't going well in your thinking, not beating yourself up, being kind, compassionate, understanding of yourself when you make mistakes, and in your beliefs and towards your emotions. So really in the way that you treat your emotions, do you repress them? Do you deny them, ignore them, or do you pay attention to them and try to understand what feedback they're giving to you? And in your beliefs, are you reprogramming? Are you letting go of those beliefs you've been caring about yourself for so long that are no longer serving you, that are not benefiting your life? So these are huge things to really dive into. By the way, if you want to do a much deeper dive as I go through the next few things, there's six here total at a high level. I have an in-depth course that helps you go through all of these components of self-love in a lot of detail with worksheets, like material, everything. And we actually have 8 major components and we have reprogramming strategies. We come to understand how the relationship to ourselves works. There's so much more than just a 15-minute video because it's a few hour course, like 2.5-3 hour course. So you can check that out with workbooks, reprogramming tools. You can check it out for free for 7 days by using the link in the description box below that will give you access to our all access pass, gives it access to all courses. And you're looking for the rebuilding the relationship to yourself, AKA the self-love course. It says like self-love on the thumbnail. So number three is learning to take responsibility for our lives. It is really easy to not take responsibility. It is really easy to just stay in our like victimhood story, but it's like everything seems easy in the short term that way, right? It's like easy to just say, oh no, it's fine. I'm just going to skip the gym and eat chocolate. Oh no, it's fine. I'm not going to budget my finances because I'm not good at that stuff. It's really easy to like shirk responsibility and justify it. But you know, I was reading this quote the other day and it was so good. And it was like one of my favorite things I've read. It was like a meme and it was like, marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your heart. And then it was like, being healthy is hard. Being unhealthy is hard. Choose your heart. And I would say the same, like, and it went on to say a few other versions of that. But the idea is like, choose, right? Like, you cannot take responsibility for your life. And yeah, it's easy short term. It seems like the easier thing to do. Short-term gratification, but like that ends up being a really hard life. The people who are suffering the most in life are usually the people that are outsourcing the most of their responsibility over their lives. And so you have to choose your heart. Like you, it might feel like work in the moment, but as you continue to take responsibility and show up and do the budgeting anyways, and make those career changes anyways, and read those books and attend those seminars and take the courses. And as you do all that stuff, you end up creating a much easier version of your life over time. And so it's like, choose your heart. And so, you know, where you can start with this, we've got a lot of exercises in the actual course, but where you can start is just to take a look at where you feel like you're not taking responsibility in the 7 areas of life. So career, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, relationships, where are you not taking responsibility? And what would taking responsibility look like there for you instead? Then our next couple, and I'm going to go through the other ones at a high level because I recognize this video is already getting a little bit long, is learning to listen to ourselves and rebuild trust in the relationship to ourselves. And this means like listening to our feelings, listening to our emotions, coming to understand our needs, paying attention to them, showing up for them, and like really being present with ourselves. Having the capacity to do that is huge. And then we have being able to protect and support ourselves in the world. This is a really important one. And the reason this is so important is because how we protect ourselves in the world is we allow ourselves to take up space and we have boundaries. We allow ourselves to have a dominion as a person. In the absence of that, the boundarylessness of the world, you have to imagine, like I want you to imagine we have a 12-year-old girl and we wave a magic wand and we'll call her Molly. And now Molly, from this point forward, always has to say yes to everything people request of her. She's boundaryless. She's not good with her boundaries. What is her life going to look like? She's going to feel so unsafe in the world. And if we feel like we can't say no to people, we're going to feel unsafe. If we feel like we can't say no to like social commitments, to whatever it is, what somebody wants for a relationship versus what we want, what somebody wants from us at work versus what we need to do at work. You know, if we feel like we can't say no, the world's an unsafe place. And so part of loving yourself is allowing yourself to be a human being with a dominion, to take up space, to have boundaries, to identify your needs and support them and show up for them and to communicate your yeses and your nos. And then our last major one here, even though there's so much more to say, is having healthy habits. So self-care habits, things that are you actually, just like you would have a date night with a partner or time that you would spend with somebody you love, that you have established time to show up for you, for the different areas of your life, for your hygiene, for your well-being, for your meditation, for time to downregulate, whatever it is that really like helps you, having like time specifically there for you to be able to show up and have habits support you across the seven areas. So this is a really great place to start. If you want to do a way deeper dive and you want to talk about the reprogramming parts and how to implement these things and reprogram beliefs that are maybe stopping you from implementing these things, understand your needs in more details, understand your boundaries in more detail, do a deep dive into all of this, check out the rebuilding relationship to yourself, self-love course inside PDS. You can try it out for free for 7 days by clicking the link in the description box below. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for watching. I hope you're enjoying, and I will see you in the next video.